When I am down and oh my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, Yvonne Mason. This is Off the Chain. That opening song was done by a couple of friends of mine that have since retired, the Cult Hearts of Faith, and they covered that song, You Raise Me Up. If you've never heard of them, look them up on the internet. They are an amazing, amazing duo. They're sisters. They were in the business for a long, long time, and a couple of years ago, they decided it was time to retire and do those things that they hadn't done for many, many, many years. So check them out. Tonight I want to talk about someone who is very, very dear to me. I met her at a time in my life when I think God placed her there for a purpose. I've always said that God places people in our lives when we need them or they need us, and there's a reason for that. Some people stay in your life for a little while, some stay in your life for a season, Some stay in your life for a reason and others stay in your life for a lifetime. And I do believe that this precious, precious woman was sent to me for a lifetime. When I had lost my husband 5 years ago, he had been dead for 2 weeks, and I decided that it was time to go back to worship. And so I went to Midway Road Church of Christ. I had looked at a lot of different churches online, and for some reason, every time I passed that church building going to and from 95, I always wanted to stop there, and I never did. That is until Jack died. And then when Jack died and had been gone for 2 weeks, and I found myself going to a place that I didn't like because he was the last one to die out of a whole litany of family members, which started in 2010. 2010 on New Year's Eve, we lost my mother's sister. In July 2nd of 2011, I lost my sister. And somewhere in 2011, my dad lost two sisters and a sister-in-law. And it was like a domino effect. We were losing family members left and right. And as if death wasn't happy enough, in 2015, on July the 2nd, I lost my 13-year-old granddaughter. 6 weeks later, I lost my father. 3 years and 6 days later, I lost my mother. And 6 weeks later, I lost Jack. So you see, there's been a whole journey of death and saying goodbyes and doing eulogies and putting funerals together. And I was, by that time, I was at my wit's end. If I had not had my faith, I don't know what I would have done. There have been people in my life just recently, as a matter of fact, that have accused me of worshiping Satan, among a few other things. And the person that said this has no idea about my journey. I guess she's just one unhappy person. But the blessing that I have is my friend Peggy, and that's who this show is about. Her name is Peggy Engler. I first met her, like I said, the first time I went to worship at Midway Road, and she wasn't very sure of me and almost didn't go back because I did not feel welcomed, but I did. And it was like a nudge from God saying, oh no, you have to go back. You have to go back. You're not staying away. So I went back, and from that day forward, the two of us have become very, very, very close, and I don't know what I would do without her in my life. She is the church secretary. She is the go-to person when the elders and the deacons and the members need things done. And she's just a fantastic human being. She loves her fox red lab. Her name is Scully. And she's a unique person. I can talk to her about anything. Anything under the shining sun. She doesn't judge me. She just accepts me. One day, I told her, I said, this was back in 2021. I said, Peggy, I'm putting together a book of inspirational stories. Things that might help someone who's down or who just needs to pick me up. Or maybe is searching for something that they don't know what they're searching for. I said, will you help me put this book together? Will you proof it and help me put the right pictures in there and help me put this book together? She said, sure. So we spent several hours working. And she said, you know, Yvonne, I write. I said, really? She said, yes. I said, and what do you do with your writing? She said, well, I don't show them to anybody. I said, why not? She said, well, I'm kind of afraid to. I said, oh, no, Peg, that doesn't work for me. Because I am a proponent that if someone has a story in them, it needs to be told, and it needs to be out there. So I said, well, I'll tell you what let's do. I said, I want you to write some stories and put them in this book. Ladies and gentlemen, you would have thought that I had given this woman $1 million. She said, you're kidding, right? I said, I don't kid about people's crafts. It's very important to me. You're very important to me. So she showed me some of her stories, and they were amazing, and we put them in the book, and I had the book published. And when the book came out, ladies and gentlemen, I've been up a long time. Her name was on the cover of the book. I had her name put there first. Well, she didn't know what to do. I thought she was going to cry. She said, I'm actually a published author. I said, yes, ma'am, you are. I said, I expect to see more from you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you what she did. After that book was put out, it's called Soulful Inspirations. It was released May 27th of 2021. The next year, she said, Yvonne, I have a whole lot more stories that I've written. I said, okay, what do you want to call the book? She said, what do you mean? I said, what do you want to call the book? I said, we're going to get this book published. She said, what do you mean? I said, my publisher is going to publish this book. She said, well, what if we call it an encouraging word? I said, that is absolutely beautiful. So I sent the book over to AMR Publishing, and we lost our wonderful Andrea Rhodes a couple of weeks ago, which was another heartache. Devil needs to take a holiday. And I said, Andrea, you pick the cover, publish this book. Andrea did. She published the book. And when Peggy got her book, she couldn't believe that she was yet a published author again. So then she said, Yvonne, I have another book. Can we publish it? This was in May of 2022. That was A View from the Pew came out before An Encouraging Word. She published two books back to back, so I get them confused. I said, yes, without a doubt. I said, do you want to pick a cover? Do you want Andrea to pick a cover? She said, I want Andrea to pick a cover. So Andrea picked the cover, and it's absolutely beautiful. So things rock along, and in December of 2022, she puts out a third book. She put out three books in 1 year. The third book was called Food for Thought. And you've got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, this beautiful friend of mine, 80 years old when she published her first book. So when people say to me, Yvonne, I'm too old, I'm too tired, I'm too this, I'm too that, to me that's an excuse. Because this woman is absolutely amazing. She is the church secretary. She's retired from a law office as the secretary for a whole office full of attorneys. She is on call 24/7 because she lives right across the street from the church building. So there's always something going on. And in 1 year, she put out three books. So what she tells me is, Yvonne, you created a monster. And I said, no, Peggy. I'm only the vessel. You had it in you all along. You just didn't know what to do with it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand, these books were put out right after the 2 years of stupidity. So all these years, she's been writing, and she's been just putting them away somewhere. The book called A View from the Pew, which was, again, the first one, it's what she says is, what is contained on the pages of this little book are my thoughts, feelings, and prayers for my sisters in Christ. The desire and the burden of my heart is that something you read on these pages will inspire and motivate you to dig deeper into the Word of God, to know Him better, trust Him more, and love Him with all of your heart, soul, and mind. I am not sure where all the words come from, if not from Him. Him being God. God gave her this talent and was just waiting for her to blossom. The second little book, Encouraging Word. And what she says about this little book, it's about living spiritual lives as daughters of the King. As such, it contains thoughts and memories and sometimes a little Bible lesson about biblical figures whose story can inspire and encourage us. Mostly, though, it is about the love God has for us and we should have for each other. It is lovingly written and prayerfully that if you read it, you'll walk a step closer to the Father than before. Again, in the same year, in December, Food for Thought. And you see a pattern here. As she gets more and more confident in her craft, she gets more and more confident in her writing and more confident in her blurbs. If you're holding this little book in your hands, it is my hope and my prayer that you will spend a little time with it. It wasn't written to be read in one sitting, but that each day you will discover something on its pages that bring you closer to the God of the universe, the creator of heaven and earth, and the sovereign Lord who loves you with an extravagant and enduring love. If you understand him a little better and walk a little closer with him, my job is done. What she did, ladies and gentlemen, is she wrote these books for her sisters in Christ, but I'm going to tell you, we have men reading these books. They are finding things in these stories that she writes that inspire them and aspire them to be better men. My publisher, Andrea, told me that her mother reads every one of Peggy's books. Peggy could not believe it. She was gobsmacked. She said, I can't believe it. She can't believe that she is published. She can't believe that somebody believed in her enough to give her the opportunity to put her work on paper. She inspires people every day because what she does, she has a group of women that she sends out a devotional to every day. And some of these women take and send that devotional to other women who send it to other women. What Peggy is doing is she is doing a ministry that she never thought she would do. She can't go to all these different places, but all these places come to her. Her books are now being read in Africa. The very last book that was published by our dear Andrea was released in January of this year, and it's called A Closer Walk. And it goes something like this. One of the pleasures of living on the east coast of Florida is long walks on a sandy beach, and I do so at every opportunity. And I notice footprints along the way. When I see a large set next to a smaller one, I envision lovers holding hands strolling along the seashore. When I see a set of footprints next to paws, I smile and picture someone walking down the beach with their best furry friend. When I see a solitary set of prints, I wonder if these are the steps of a soul so burdened with grief and despair they cannot manage another step on their own and are being carried along by the creator of the universe. If you're holding this little book in your hands, I hope you will read something on its pages that would inspire you to walk closer to Jesus. Who among us wouldn't want a closer walk with a merciful and compassionate Savior willing to carry you when your burden is too heavy? All of these books are on Amazon under Peggy Engler, E-N-G-E-L-E-R. Now, the thing about her is she is such a humble, non-assuming human being that she never believed at her age that she would be published. But ladies and gentlemen, one thing that I have found in my lifetime is if we allow God to do God and we wait on God, and he tells us to wait on him, if we wait on God, God provides a way for us to utilize our talents and to grow with those talents and to multiply those talents. Who knew that this woman, who is such a devoted Christian and such a devoted human being, at 80 years old? She didn't. She never thought that she would see herself published. God used me as a vessel to encourage her. I had the means. I had the method. Because you see, ladies and gentlemen, those of us who are indie authors, we don't get published by the big six. I broke into indie publishing way back in 2006 when we were laughed at, scoffed at, and people turned their noses up at us because they said something I heard all my life: you're not good enough. If you're not published by the big six, you're not good enough. Well, there was a whole group of us that broke that ceiling. We opened the doorway for other indie authors to have an opportunity to get their books out there. And with the ability through Amazon, we flourished, and she waited, and God allowed a doorway to be opened for her, and she stepped through it. I can only imagine, had she not stepped through it, the people that would not have even known about the Bible, much less learned about some of the people in the Bible, or the stories that have a moral lesson, because Peggy took the time to write it. She took the time to study it. She took the time to apply it to our everyday living in words that people can understand and relate to. You know, we all have things in our lives that go awry. We have death, we have illness. Speaking of illness, she's also a survivor of cancer, not once but twice. She had breast cancer and she had cancer in her eye. No matter what adversity was thrown at her, she overcame it and she continues to write. Yes, we've lost Andrea, but we will find a way to get her published, and that's what I told her. Continue writing because we're going to publish her books. I have another friend at church. He wrote a cute little children's book. We are going to publish that book one way or the other because there is a reason that God put me in that place at that time in that moment. And there's a reason I'm still there. When Jack died, I planned to go back to Georgia. But something just kept saying, not yet, Yvonne, not yet. And I believe with all of my heart that this was why. Because this is Peggy's time. Now, when someone comes to me and says, I want to, but, I look at him and I shake my head, but what? What possible reason could you not have for stepping out of your comfort zone and putting yourself out there and saying, here it is, world, accept it or not, but it gives me comfort, it gives me satisfaction. If it touches one life, just one life, then my job is done. I have accomplished something. Even if I give the book away, I had it to give away. Never be ashamed to live your dream. Never be ashamed or scared or nervous or what will people say? Because I'm going to tell you what, people will talk about you, people will say anything if they are not happy in their lives. Because they are frustrated, because they don't feel good enough. Those are the people that are sad. And the people that don't understand that this woman is simply amazing, it's on them, it's not on her. But so far, I haven't heard anyone say she wasn't amazing. I don't know where she get, well, I do know where she gets her inspiration. I know where her will of being a wordsmith comes from. She just absolutely exudes spiritual inspiration. So understand this, that never, ever say you are too old, or you are too frightened, or you don't feel good enough, or, I don't know, you have a hangnail. Because somebody in this world needs what you have to offer. Not only does this beautiful sister of mine write books, she also puts articles in the church bulletin. So she is spreading her knowledge, her wisdom, her inspiration from God all over the place. She told me the other day, she says, I got people reading my books in Africa. She's had people come to the door of the church building where all her office is that she doesn't know and asking them to sign her book because they found her. She said, Yvonne, I don't know these people, but they know her. And that is what is important. So we're going to take a break here, and I am going to find a nice song. And we'll return.
Nobody leaves this world alive. Some bound to fall, some bound to fly. You got your number, I got mine. No point in a worry, you know, cry. Around the sun, how about we all just try to calm down and bears out, and we'll find ourselves a little fun. Nobody leaves this world alive. Some bound to fall, some bound to fly. You got your number, I got mine. No point in worrying or crying till my running days are through. I'm hoping to run around with you. I just want to live until I die. Nobody leaves this world.
Off the Chain, and I'm your host, Yvonne Mason, and that was Scouse. That was I can't even talk anymore, ladies and gentlemen. That was Nobody Leaves This World Alive with Mr. Southworth. If y'all haven't heard of him, you need to go and check him out. He is also another amazing musical artist. That is what we do on this show. His name is Scott Southworth. We bring in people that are indie artists, musicians, songwriters, authors, and give them the exposure that they might not get anyplace else. Again, that was one of the things that I wanted to do when I started this show, was to bring in people that are not well known. And who knows? Who knows where they'll wind up? One of the devotions that Peggy wrote about is about God is a good God, and this one is about Max Licato wrote it, and then she says, talks about the one talent servant who he never knew his master. He should have. He lived under his roof and shared his address, knew his face, knew his name, but he never knew his master's heart, and as a result, he broke it. So let me ask you this, ladies and gentlemen, how many of you live in a household with someone and you don't know them? Children do it all the time. They don't know their parents. Parents don't know their children. And sometimes we break each other's hearts and don't even realize it. So Peggy writes about things like that. She has such an insight into the spiritual side of things. So again, if you haven't read her books, Closer Walk, Food for Thought, A View from the Pew, An Encouraging Word, and the one she and I wrote together, Soulful Inspirations. Also, she is in an anthology that I am also in that was released right before Andrea died. It's called Before You Leave. And in this anthology, there were several of us that was in this anthology. And what if you knew when your time on earth was complete? Would you change anything before you leave? She has a beautiful, beautiful story in this one. and I would like for you to look it up. She's in it. I'm in it. Ellen Trommel's in it. Christina McCord is in it. And Nathaniel M. L. Romer is in it. I would suggest that you go and read this little book, too, because, you know, we always are talking about, I don't care if I never see him again, yada, 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 yada. But ladies and gentlemen, in the time that we live in these days, we never know when we walk out that door, if it's going to be the last time that we see the people we love. So how we react or how we act with the people that we care about, what kind of impression do we want to leave them if we never see them again? Something to think about, because you never know. I have met people in my journey on this life that live with regret because the last time they saw somebody, they argued with them. Or the last time they saw somebody, they were mad at them. Or they hadn't seen someone in several years and they kept saying, someday we need to get together. Someday we need to do lunch. Someday we need to do this. Someday we need to do that. Well, someday never came. And so they live with that regret of, I wonder if. Always a shoulda, woulda, coulda. Just remember that before you leave, what is the last thing that you want that person to remember you by? So get that book as well. And I think I'm going to cut tonight's show a little bit short. It's been a crazy kind of day, and I've been up a very long time. So what I shall do before we leave, or as we leave, I'm going to play Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On, because, you know, I'm just kind of that melancholy tonight. It happens occasionally. But we will be back next Thursday. I don't know what we will be talking about, but I'm sure it will be interesting. So until next time, this is Off the Chain. I'm your host, Yvonne Mason, and I wish you good night.
One true time. time.